Be seated. This is not one of those stories that I remember happening. This is one of those stories that I was told happened, probably because I was very, very young. Told we were at a pool. I think I was so young, it was probably just my parents and I. So I was pretty little, but I was toddling around in the water. And this means I was young enough that I was easily the youngest person there, so anything I did was insanely cute, of course. And apparently, all of the other people there were remarking on how much I was enjoying the water. And then I fell. The way my dad tells this story, everyone else was prepared for me to have to be rescued, and then to need to be comforted and sort of coaxed back into the water. This is not what happened. I was used to the water, was one of the priorities for my mother with her children. So I sort of got myself back up and continued to play in the water, and I'm told the other adults found this remarkable. I don't remember this, but I remember always liking the water. So when I was told this story, it made sense to me. Become a part of my identity. I'm a water person, clearly, because I always have been. It was sort of proof of what I already knew, confirmation bias, if you like. Of course, I would rather swim than run. You do one of those in the water, and I don't really know why people do the other one, but they do. Good for them. And this works well with my theology because it's grounded in baptism and that's a water thing, and this makes a lot of sense for me. Except I spent 10 years mostly as a lifeguard, off and on for a little bit, but for the most part, 10 years as a lifeguard. And what I learned is none of us are water people, despite the fact that we can't live without it, despite the fact that most of our bodies are water, despite the fact that most of our planet is water. We aren't water people. If you don't teach us to swim, we will drown. Period. No questions. One of the only animals that's true for. Most other creatures will instinctively swim. Not us. It's a design flaw. Maybe. This is a problem. Then I went to seminary and I learned that when you baptize someone, really, you're supposed to have enough water for them to drown in. Baptism is supposed to be this risky endeavor. Because, as we have heard tonight, in baptism we are united with Christ in his death. This risky thing in water, this water that will kill us if we are not careful, is part of our theology of baptism. It's part of what we have taken on. That's a little hard. That's a little challenging, part because we don't like to think about death. It's not our favorite topic. It's sort of the fourth thing you're not supposed to bring up at the family dinner, death. My brothers yell at me when I do. But we've missed sort of what comes after the comma if we get stuck there too long. In baptism, we are united with Christ in his death, comma, so that this is the important part. This is why we talk about the death part. This is why baptism has to be risky, so that we can be united with Christ in resurrection. If baptism was just about death, the church would be a lot smaller, I think. But there would be no rising from baptismal waters. All of that risk we take on in baptism, and there's a lot of risk. We undersell this because we've listened to too many marketers and we aren't supposed to talk about that. Go back and read the Gospels. Jesus talked about this all the time. There were clearly no marketers in the first century because Jesus was very explicit about what all we would lose if we followed him. Everything. It's a big risk. Death is on the table. Comma. What comes next is abundance. Despite how everything often looks, despite how everything looked yesterday when Jesus died, despite how everything looked when the women got up early in the morning to go to the tomb where their friend and their teacher had been laid to rest. We enter into all of this risk because we remember that they stood next to an empty tomb and no one was there. We do not look for the living with the dead. Look around you very carefully. Remember that we are standing risen from baptismal waters. Great and amazing and miraculous things are possible and have indeed happened and will happen again. This is our faith. We are standing risen from baptismal waters. And this, in the middle of the night, is our proclamation. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen again. Alleluia.